Bank of Cardiff, this is Pete. How may I help you?
Yes, I had got a letter here from you. It's about being able to get some money and stuff. I was just going to inquire into it a little bit.
Yeah, of course. Do you have the letter in front of you? Can I grab that 16-digit reservation code off of it?
2511-3101-0029-9543.
Perfect. Let me pull your file real quick. How's your day going so far, man?
All right. We got a little rain up here.
A little rainy. Where were you guys at?
We're north of Syracuse.
Okay.
I don't know if you know where that is or not, but
yeah, I'm originally from Jersey, so I got a pretty good idea.
We're up in Lewis County, yeah. So.
Oh, nice. Who am I speaking to? What's your name, bud?
Joe Leinecker.
Joe,
Bobby coming under JTL Forestry. That's what the letter come in. My business name.
Perfect. And Joe, we just got a new phone system. Is this 315-681 number a good number to reach out if we get disconnected?
Yeah, 346-6930. Yeah.
Let me get that real quick. 315-346.
Yeah, 6930.
Perfect. I'm just gonna have to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on the business, and then we can get started. I'll answer any questions you have, and you'll point you in the right direction. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, what's the legal name of the business again, here, Joe?
JTL Forestry LLC.
JTL. Is that your DBA name as well?
That's how was that?
Is that the doing business as well? The name, the DBA name.
Probably what I'd be looking the money for the business, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And you're an LLC, correct?
That's right.
Perfect. How long have you been in business for, Joe?
Well, I don't know. I'm 57 years old, and I guess I worked with my dad, and then I took the business over, so I've been kind of involved with it all my life.
Oh, family business. Good to say it's 50-plus years this business has been around, JTO.
Yeah.
Is it always under the same name? Was your dad a Joe as well?
It was under my personal name first long, and then we went to the business, and we went LLC just more or less for insurance reasons and stuff.
When did you do that?
Yeah.
When did you switch to the LLC?
Oh, probably been 4 or 5 years ago.
Perfect. And one more question, Joe. Are you the 100% owner of the company?
Yep.
And can you just confirm your address for me real quick, and we're ready to go?
Well, post office box. Well, Croghan, New York. Croghan.
Mm-hmm.
New York. And then we have a post office box, 299-13327.
Perfect. Is that, where's your location address? So how do you guys, where do you operate out of? Like the physical address.
Right, we operate right out of the home, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
right,
nice.
Address, yeah.
Is that also in the same neck of the woods?
Yep, all the same place.
Gotcha. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about the business. What do you guys do, Joe?
Logging. I don't know if you're familiar with logging or not.
I've had a couple customers that we funded for logging. I'm not really too savvy with the technicals about it. What specifically do you do? You know, tell me your typical year, typical day.
Well, we cut trees and harvest them. That's what we do. Some of them go to chips for a biomass mill that makes steam, and then they use it to make steam, and then they use that steam to power for electricity. And, of course, then some of it goes for paper mills, and then some of it goes for your sawmills for lumber.
Nice. And, you know, you said you've worked with your father this whole time, so you're pretty, pretty much an expert at this point in time now, 50-plus years in the industry.
Well, we try to be, but sometimes you listen to some of these young guys out of college, they don't think you are.
That's good. So, where were you more...
You know what I mean? It don't always work to go by the book when you're out in the
Exactly. You got to kind of think on the run and adapt to situations. Yep. What were you looking at, Joe? Are you looking for some capital for the business? Are you looking for some equipment for you?
Just, Yeah, kind of. I'm just kind of wondering what the interest rates would be. That's more the biggest concern, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Naturally, it's got to be your first question. So it depends on the interest rate, depending on what programs you're looking at. So if you're looking for something like equipment, it's going to be a little bit cheaper than capital. The reason being the equipment is secured by itself, so we can always come back and pick up a truck and then
Yeah.
take it back. And that's going to
Right.
be like a typical, car loan, 2 to 5 year terms, mid single digit interest rates. How's your credit though?
Good, as far as I know, yeah.
Like 700's good, 600's good.
Yeah.
Give me ballpark. Do you think you're over 700?
I don't know, we pay our monthly bills all the time, you know what I mean? I never let nothing go back.
I gotcha. Okay. So the equipment, like I said, it's like typical car payments, like monthly payments, 2 to 5 year term, mid single digit interest rates, depending on your credit, it'll go up a few points here and there, but it's pretty simple, pretty cut and dry with the equipment. As far as the capital goes, that's a little bit more nuanced as far as the interest rates and how that's all made. That part gets done in underwriting. So, excuse me. That part gets done in underwriting, and basically what they look at, a little bit of personal credit, but most of it is predicated based on your business's revenues and what you guys bring in
Okay.
sales. And I can't really give you interest rates for the capital. That I'm just gonna have to let underwriting do. They kind of takes only a day to do though. It's really quick turnover. Basically,
Yeah.
the process is you get me your application, tax return and some bank statements, and I'll give you a call in, a day or two and say, "Hey Joe, here are your options. We got this amount of money for this long, this amount of money for that long, and you can decide from there, it doesn't cost you to do any of this."
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
what were you looking for as far as equipment goes or,
Well, right now, coming up here in a few weeks, I'm looking at getting some money for a bid sale. You probably don't understand what a bid sale is. I buy timber head. The trees are all standing and they're marked in the woods. And we bid on them. The highest bidder gets it. And then usually I got to pay within 15 days. I got to pay for all that wood. And we didn't harvest none of it yet. You know what I mean? And of course, it takes quite a bit of capital working power like that.
So, are you currently working on a bid right now to where it's coming up?
We are working on a bid right now that's paid for, but I got a big one that I just bidded on, and you know what I mean? I'm going to need some money to pay him up front here for that, if
How
I get it.
much?
I don't know if I'll get it, you know what I mean? I bid
Yeah.
$167,000.
167,000. Perfect, perfect. Now, tell me how
And
the
I
bidding.
have some of that myself, but I
Okay.
don't have that much, you know what I
How.
mean?
Yeah, exactly. So, when are you looking to hear back from this bidding? Is it going to be in about a week, a couple days? Give me a time frame.
If you let me know within, by let's see, the middle next week, 3, 4 days, working days, I guess. We got the weekend coming up here.
Okay, good. So, you want to get this done by next week, essentially.
Yeah.
You have to. Well, really, I guess you'll know that you find out if you got the bid next week, and then you still get another 15 days after that.
Well, usually I do, you know what I mean? But they'll give you 15 days, but they like the money when you sign the contract. They won't let you sign the contract till they got their money.
I gotcha. Yeah, naturally, naturally. So, you said you got a little bit of that. You're looking for a little bit more. Tell me what, ideally what you're looking here for, Joe.
Well, if I could come up with 100, you know what I mean? That's about what it is.
You
I
need
can
about
come up with the
100.
rest.
Okay. So, have you ever dealt with a working capital loan before? Are you kind of familiar
No,
with
I
these at all?
didn't. Never
Oh.
did, you know what I mean?
Good, man. So let me explain the way it works. It's pretty simple and it's a lot more simple and fixed than, your traditional loan here. Basically, like I said, once I get your application in and we process that and get you some numbers, you sign the documents, and we basically just deposit the 100,000 right into your business bank account, and it's as good as cash, basically. And from then on out, you just make a fixed payment. It's either going to be on a daily or weekly basis, usually. Sometimes they have monthly, but that's only for people with like 800 perfect credit. But you can also, you know, fix the payments however you want and prepay and turn it into a monthly, but we'll get to that later. But basically, it's just a loan as good as cash right into your business bank account that you make a fixed payment on. It's really easy to kind of plan and, you know, budget yourself and get everything settled that way. So a lot of customers really like the fact that it's all planned out. You know exactly what payments you got to make and when. They are, though, based on your gross annual sales, more so than your credit, like a traditional loan. So what did you do in sales last year, Joe?
Oh, I'd have to look at my income tax papers. I don't remember. I know I'm over $1 million, but I forget what it was.
That's what I'm looking for. You're over $1 million?
Gross sales, yeah.
Perfect. See, the ballpark usually is around 10% of what you did last year. So if you cleared $1 million, we could, you know, there's a pretty good chance here, Joe, we can get you that $100K you need. And you know, get it to you in time. If you get me the paperwork I need back today, I could probably have some numbers for you. If not tomorrow, on Monday morning for you, I'll have them. Then you can get the document signed on Monday, and we'll fund this thing next week. You'll be ready to go. Or you can have it.
For you to fax the papers over?
Yeah, of course, of course. I got a couple other questions there. Like, you know, you've been in business for a while, obviously, decent credit. Who do you bank with?
We do with KeyBank here in Croghan.
KeyBank? Have you gone to them asking for money, or is just it's going to take too long? I can tell you that off.
I have a home equity loan of $75,000 from them that we use and pay back and use and pay back. You know what I mean? How it works?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of happy with that situation, or did you wish you didn't have to put up your house to risk it? You know,
we got a lot of timber bought ahead right now, so I pretty well got that money all used up.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You got to buy the jobs when they come up, and it seems like this time of year they come up, because see, we get a lot of winter up in this country, and then in the winter months, the foresters don't do much; they kind of go dead. So you got to kind of get your job bought ahead.
Yeah. How far away are you guys from the top of the border? You're like middle of the state, not like all the way up by like you know, the ski resorts. I think it's I can't remember the name of it. I used to go up to upstate all the time, to the Finger Lakes too, to Canandaigua.
We're Lewis County. Do you have your Watertown?
Okay.
Yeah, we're about 30 miles from Watertown. We're north of Watertown, yeah.
I gotcha. Canada. Nice. So tell me a little bit, Joe, about your return on investment. Say, you know, we give you this $100K and, you know, you get this job. What are you going to make on this?
That can vary. The markets can fool you sometimes. Sometimes the markets pick up better than you thought they were going to be. You do better, and next time they go the other way.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take to usually finish a job, or the job you're bidding for?
I usually figure the stumpage is half of the sale.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Of course, it costs us money to put it up, and I didn't figure that yet, what it costs us to put that all up. I usually have a good idea, but I can't tell you that right off my head. I'd have to figure that all up.
So, you know, what do your normal margins look like? You know, say you take on a job, what do you profit? Like 20%, 30%, you know, 100%?
Yeah, right now the market's a little tight. I doubt we do much over 20.
Okay.
If we do that sometimes, you know what I mean? The markets, they're a little bit tight right now. The world markets have been a little bit slow.
Okay. Well, how long does it take you to finish this specific job? What are you thinking that's going to take? A month or two? 2 months? A year? I don't really know much about the industry.
It'd probably be about, I'd say, it's been a 6 months project.
6 months? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 6 months, let me write this down. So, because you never had a working capital loan before, I also got to explain the term lengths on these things are a lot shorter than, let's say, your home equity line or other kind of loans that you might be used to.
Yeah.
So, they kind of range from anywhere from 3 months all the way to 18 months for first-time customers. So,
yeah.
If I got you this $100K for... You know, would you want it for 6 months and just use it for this project? Or, you know, the other option is probably getting you like a 12-month term, and you could use this $100K for this project, get the money back, get your return back, and then you can either pay off our loan or you can use the money again. You know, if I give you a 12-month term on 100K and this only takes 6 months, you can probably use that 100K twice and get, you know, double bang out of it. So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Does that sound good to you, or do you want to go for...
That probably does, because that's about the way it looks like it probably would work out better.
You want to do a 12-month term?
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. All right, Joe. So what's a good number for me to fax all this stuff over to you, what I need, and, you know...
The same number I gave you is a fax number, too.
Oh, okay, perfect. So let me just...
3-4-6-6-9-3-0.
315-346-6930. 6930. Perfect. I'll fax that over in about 5 minutes. Do you think you could fax me back over, you know, the application, the bank statements, and the tax return later today? Or you can always email it too. I'll put my email on there. You know, not sure how, you know, what your access is.
All that work. I'm not home right now. See ya. I can talk to her, see if she can get some of it over. Make sure you write down a few things that you want done. You know,
no, exactly.
She knows what to do when she gets
exactly,
the guy.
Exactly. All right, I mean, I'm sure you'll obviously touch base with her tonight and you might be able to gather up the rest of the information that you need here. And if anything, you'll just send it to me on Friday. And, you know, whenever you get it to me, it'll take about a day or two to get you some numbers. So keep that in mind. So if you want to have this all ready to go, you know, locked and loaded by next week, I'm going to need the paperwork either, you know, later today, Friday.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good, Joe.
Okay.
I'll fax that over your way. And, you know, I'll circle back here and just kind of check in if you don't, you know, if I don't hear back from you in a few days. All right.
Sure.
All right. Take care, Joe. Bye-bye.
Yep. Goodbye.